Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm speaking with Train to Game game designer Justin French, aka Sleepless, on the Train to Game forum, and he's here to tell me a bit about why he chose to study with Train to Game and what he wants to achieve with a career in the games industry. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games?
I think I remember getting my first console when I was about 4. My dad brought back a Nintendo NES, and I think I just got addicted from there, really. And obviously, throughout the years, I ended up getting other consoles like the Sega Mega Drive, Xbox, PlayStation. So yeah, I think my addiction really started with my original NES.
So what made you decide you wanted to aim for a career in the games industry, and why have you chosen to attempt that with Train to Game?
I find that computer games really are the purest form of creativity, in the respect that they kind of bring together all aspects of art, whether that be, you know, visual arts, sound. Programming in itself is a creative endeavor, I guess. And you know, as a multimedia, I think it's kind of really the epitome of creativity.
Tell us a bit about your role as an audio engineer.
The last 4 or 5 years, I've been working in the music industry, recording bands, working with individual musicians. It's all fun, but I kind of found the music industry very cutthroat. I mean, I've worked with some pretty high-profile people, such as Enter Shikari, and after going to a lot of the sort of, you know, music industry parties, and you kind of realise that the people are very heartless and not very nice people to be working with. So I started applying for positions in the games industry, and I came across a company called Side, which just recently won the Audio Outsourcing Company of the Year award, I think 3 years running. I've been working with them for about 3 years as a freelance audio editor for all of their dialogue, working on some pretty big games like Fable 3, Star Wars The Old Republic, among other games. I really want to be working really in a proper studio rather than working freelance. Obviously, the problem with working freelance is that you end up, you know, getting work 1 week and then no work the next week, and it's not really a steady income as such.
From your freelance work, has it given you more inspiration to get a full-time position in the games industry?
Very much so. I mean, what I've been doing, obviously, as a profession, is just really this audio editing, which has been paying my bills really for the last couple of years, and it pays well, but it's incredibly monotonous work. You know, I'm expected to edit thousands upon thousands of files in a very short time frame, and you end up becoming a bit like a robot. I really want to be actually sort of creating sounds, writing music, creating folly. But the one thing I've been lacking is integration skills and scripting knowledge, which I'm hoping to gain through the design course.
How are you finding the balancing the Train to Game game design course around the rest of your life?
At the moment, I'm kind of struggling. I've been providing audio service actually for quite a few of the student games companies. I'm working full-time with Horizon Studios on several games. Obviously, we've got Postal Panic coming out shortly, which was great fun actually, because we managed to complete everything in about 5 days, and I had to write 5 songs and do all the sound effects, plus record dialogue and cast for the dialogue as well, in such a short period of time, which was really good fun, but quite strenuous. I'm also working with Insert Name Studios, which is, I think, the user, it's Ashitaka's games company, doing all the music for them. I'm also working with Madhouse Games as well, on their new Mad Doc game, doing dialogue casting and recording. So I know quite a bit at the moment, so I'm trying to fit in some of my Train to Game studies, but at the moment it's been a bit of a struggle.
What's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
Probably working with all the student games companies. I mean, obviously the forums are great, as everyone else has said in previous interviews, but definitely working with all these, you know, great sort of young designers and developers, and, you know, seeing these really interesting ideas come to life and being part of that, I think has been great.
And finally, what do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
I want to try and get to the end of Section 2 of the design course. I'm also hoping that I end up getting a position in the games industry before I finish the course as well.
Great. Thanks for your time, Justin.
Great. Thanks, Dominic.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.